I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Scores postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com. And by Aturo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Aturo.com. Now hear your host, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and filling in for Mully, Chuck Swirsky on Chicago's Sports Radio. 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Bears win. Bears win. How did they win? I mean, my goodness. All right. We've got the phone lines. We're going to go to the phone lines in a moment at 312-644-6767. That's 312-644-6767. And we've got Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, two mainstays for the Chicago Bears. They had great careers in Bears uniforms. And Olin, let's start with you. How in the world did the Bears win this game?
They played good, tough football, Chuck, man. Pat, I don't know what you thought when I watched it, but went into the game thinking they can't run the ball and they can't stop the run. And you know what? They did both. Right. And just very impressed by the things they corrected over the bye week. Even if they would have lost, Pat, I was thinking I felt better about this team watching the way they played this game today. Obviously, DeAndre Swift playing possessed tonight. I thought the coaches must have went into the bye week with a great plan on what they had to fix. What was their bye week improvement plan? Run the ball, stop the run. Obviously, Pat, the takeaways are coming in bunches. Our kicker, Moody, who we all believed in going to the game, that's a lie for anybody listening, hits the game-winning field goal, goes 3-for-4. Really, really impressed, Pat, even if they would have lost. Impressed with the way this football team competed and looked tonight on the road.
Olin, you're right. You know, we came in, or we finished the pregame saying run game, right? We were talking about the defense stopping the run, the offense, can they run? That's where we thought, you and I both said it. We watched film all week or the last 2 weeks saying that, you know, the matchup did not look good for the Bears. And, yes, credit to them. They fixed it. Mm-hmm. 145 yards rushing for the Bears. DeAndre Swift, 14 rushes, 108 yards, 7.7 yards a carry. They stopped Bill, little Big Bill, whatever, Kroski Merritt, 17 rushes, 61 yards to 3.6 yards a carry. That's kind of shutting him down for what he's done in the past, but – yeah, Olin, credit to them, because that's what we talked about, the run game, and they did it. But what's interesting, though, is I'm sitting here writing my notes in the fourth quarter, and you can go two ways if he makes that kick or missed that kick. And, yeah, I would have felt a little bit better about this team because they were competitive against a Washington Commanders team, who I think is pretty good. There was some stuff on details I wasn't happy with, you know, DJ lining up offsides in the neutral zone. I don't know about the call about Theo Benedict. But overall, they answered the bell. They did what we said they couldn't do or didn't think they could do. And this is a post game I wasn't expecting, but I'm happy it happened. And good for Jake Moody. You know, he came back after kicking that low kick, hits the game winner. You get to see the sideline erupt like that. I'm sure the the locker room right now is feeling pretty good, like the city of Chicago is.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, no turnovers for the Bears. And, you know, we can break this game down. Number one, let's get this out of the way. So then we'll go to the phone lines at 312-644-6767. Your thoughts tonight on Caleb Williams?
Olin, I
thought he did enough to win, Chuck. I thought he did enough to win. I thought he was in a pocket. I thought he controlled the offense enough. You know, Zacchaeus drops that one pass, obviously. He wasn't accurate all night. Troy Aikman wasn't happy with him, I guess, from listening to the broadcast. But I thought he did enough to help his team stay in the game and win. And, Pat, when you are plus 11, I think, in the last three games, now your quarterback is not turning the ball over. He's not fumbling the ball. Right now, you have to say about Caleb Williams, is it great? No. Is he playing winning football? Yes.
Yeah, you know, we asked, or Mully asked the question, who's better right now, Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams? And we said, I'll tell you in 3.5 hours. And after that game, it's kind of interesting because, you know, Jaden Daniels did have the big interception in the red zone. Caleb did not have the turnover. Jaden Daniels had the fumble exchange with the running back. Caleb had no turnovers again. So, Caleb, you took the words right out of my mouth. He did what he had to do to win the game. He looked like a pro quarterback, right? He played from the pocket, wasn't spectacular, but he came away with the win. And that's the number one stat. I think he talked about it when he was drafted. That's the one stat he cares about is winning, and that's what he's starting to do. That's 3 in a row right now. That's a winning streak. And he did good enough to win this game. 17 of 29, 58.6 percentage, 252, 8.7 yards per throw, one TD, and sacked three times. He did enough to win. I'm happy they won that game, and that's 3 in a row, man. That's good for the Bears.
Again, Jake Moody with a 38-yard field goal. He was cut by the 49ers, reports to the Bears practice squad, then activated, and he gets the game-winning field goal, and he made 3 of 4 tonight, as Olin Cruz mentioned. And again, the bottom line is the Bears. Hey, listen, you know, when's the last time the Bears won 3 in a row?
Last year.
It feels good.
It does feel good, man. It feels good. And it felt good to watch them win, Pat. And I know they were +3 again tonight. But it felt good watching, thinking they were the more physical football team tonight.
Yes.
That they were the ones getting after them. I thought the Andre Schefter, Darnell Wright playing through his right elbow. That's how leadership starts, as you know, Pat. The O-line deserves their flowers tonight. So does the D-line, right? And the O-line, Coach Dan Roschar, they went into the bye week and they said, we got to fix some of these problems that we're having in the run game. And it looks like they did, man. For a guy who, Pat, I don't know how you take advantage of bye weeks anymore without pads and stuff.
Right.
It sure looked like they did, man. It sure looked like they took advantage of their bye week. Their run defense, a lot more stout. I saw a couple of different things with Shamar Turner playing DN instead of 3 technique and just – the guys filling the hole and T.J. Edwards being back seemed to help a lot with Kyler Gordon out there and just getting a couple guys back, playing a lot more physical football. Just want to see this continue because when you can run the ball and you can stop the run, you can win a lot of football games.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines right now, guys. And by the way, before we do that, I have to ask you a question about Darnell Wright. He had a fantastic game, but again, he's been banged up and he's playing with a brace. How does that work, gentlemen? Because I'm sure you've done it many, many times, and there's a difference between being hurt and being injured. But I mean, when you wear a brace, what are you allowed to wear under NFL guidelines? And how difficult really is it to play football when your arm, basically, you're playing with one arm and a half, maybe?
Yeah, it's just kind of impeding your movement. So you don't get full extension, and I'm sure it's painful, but that's the one thing, Chuck. I know in basketball and all sports, we have a shot that can help with that. So you can get through a game a little easier. I'm sure that wears off later in the fourth quarter. But pain is the biggest thing, but it also is just it's impeding the extension, the total mobility of it. Olin, I know you played with one a few times on your left arm, I believe it was. I don't think you played one with your snapping hand. Maybe you did. I'm incorrect. But you can probably expand on that a little bit better. But it just basically impedes your movement. But a lot for Darnell Wright. And Olin, you're right. That says a lot about a football player that's willing to go out there and play injured and go out there and play at a high level injured. I think we all talked about his play at the beginning of the year wasn't up to our expectations. I'm sure not up to his expectations, but he looked a lot better today. He's looked a lot better the last two times he has played.
All right, let's go to the phone lines now right here on 670 The Score. We have Olin Krutz. We got Patrick Manley. We got Adam Stasinski behind the glass. Adam, good to see you. And let's go to John in Naperville. You're on 670 The Score, John. Bears win it. Your thoughts?
Gentlemen, good evening. Great win by the Bears. Well, modestly good win by the Bears. But when the rules official came, well, the ESPN's rules guy came on the touchdown that was negated by illegal formation, he paused, and I looked at the replay. Was Field Benedict out of position? Because I don't think he was. Was that a bad call? Because if so, this game takes on a very different complexion, and really, ESPN can't hold the narrative that the Bears just basically shot themselves in the foot and won despite that. I'd love to hear, given the level of experience you guys have, your thoughts.
I didn't think he was, Pat. I didn't think he was in an illegal formation. Your helmet has to break the butt of the center. I thought he was there. I thought it was a close call at the least. Obviously, it came at a horrible time for the Bears when Rome Odunze scores a touchdown, but these refs, they were off all night, I thought. I thought some of these calls were way too close. There were some calls that they made that I didn't agree with. That was probably the biggest one, I thought, that wasn't a penalty. Now, Theo Benedict is back there a little bit, but so are most tackles in the NFL. But I thought his helmet was breaking the butt of the center.
All right, yeah, I appreciate the call. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Olin, and I was doing some of the research this week, and I believe I was listening to some podcast. They were saying that these refs call more penalties than any other staff or whatever in the NFL, and that was a little worry going into this week, and it was. They were a little ticky-tacky on that stuff, and I'm a believer in the flow of the game, the situation of the game, that you ref the game and let the game come to, you know, let it be played. Don't call ticky-tack penalties in situations like that, and I feel like they did, and I don't think he was offsides when you look at the still photo, and I mean, he's sitting there still, right? I mean, the referee, the ball isn't snapped yet. He can call it, and that's a ticky-tack call and shouldn't have been called.
And the football postgame show presented by Timber Tech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. And we have one line open again at 312-644-6767. Every team in the NFC North, the Packers at 3-1-1, Detroit at 4-2, the Vikings at 3-2, and the Bears at 3-2, and the Bears with a three-game win streak. Let's go back to the phone lines. Steven's calling from Detroit. Steven, you're on 670 The Score with Patrick Manley and Olin Krutz.
Hi, guys. Good evening. My God, what a win. These are the types of games that the Bears in the past always find themselves any means possible to lose. And I think we all expected this. I just cannot stand this referee crew who throws the most penalty flag. And yet somehow the Bears were gifted a terrible fumble exchange and capitalized it. Congratulations. You know, they finally exercised the Hail Mary demon from last year. I couldn't be more happy. You know, the way they run the ball was incredible. I think Theo Benedict, despite his shortcomings, is a massive change at left tackle, and the run game was immediately upgraded. Something that really that the Bears can make a run. Of course, they have to face the Saints, which is not a pushover by any stretch. And hopefully this is something that the Bears can finally build upon and change the narrative both locally and nationally.
All right, thanks so much. Appreciate it. And again, the Bears with a game coming up against the Saints at home. And listen, there are no easy dubs in the NFL, or for that matter, it's hard to win a football game. It's hard to win, for that matter, any game in any level. But they've got a schedule coming up where they get the Saints at home, followed by at Baltimore, and then they get the Bengals on the road. They get the Giants at home, and then they go to Minnesota. So this is lining up pretty good if you take care of business. Let's go to Daniel on the south side. Daniel, you're on 670 The Score. You're on with Patrick Manley and Olin Krutz. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, Olin, thanks for the great career. I have a comment. First of all, I think this is a signature win. Every team needs a signature win in a season to, you know, turn that team around, point them in the right direction. I think this is what we've been looking for. It was a complete game, offensively and defensively. We got to finally give Montez West some credit. His presence was felt on the field today. But here's my question for you, Olin. Just like you at the draft, I was hoping they would have drafted a left tackle, and they did it. They drafted the tight end. But they don't seem to be using him at all. They have some man called Komet, but they don't really seem to be using their tight end too much. Do you think it's the case that Johnson has too many plays in his playbook that he can't, you know, decide what he wants to do consistent with your tight end position? Or is it just a situation that the tight ends just aren't delivering? Once again, thanks for taking my call. You guys have a great evening.
All right, appreciate it. Guys, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that you know, they took the tight end. Obviously, I knew, everyone knows, I didn't agree with taking a pass-catching tight end over an offensive or a defensive lineman. But Colson Loveland does catch, Pat, that critical third down today. I think they're trying to work him back into the offense the way they saw that going. Little interesting on where Cole Kmet was tonight. I know he had that one catch, but then DJ Moore lined up wrong. But interesting what you think about that, Pat, the tight ends, how they're going to fit into this offense and what Ben Johnson's doing with them.
Yeah, I just think they're still figuring it out. I still think Ben Johnson is figuring out what to do with the talent in front of him. You know, it's only game five. He does have a lot of pieces there. I think he's also trying to figure out Caleb Williams' strengths and how he can deal with these guys. So I think it's a process. I think it's going to take some time. I think Colson being out hurt him quite a bit. And tight end's a hard position. You've got to know the run game. You've got to know the pass game. You've got to know everything. So it's going to take a little while for a tight end to get assimilated to this offense. I know who's the tight end with the Colts. I know he's having a good rookie year, and everybody's going to compare him to him. Tyler Warren, mm-hmm. I think it is.
Tyler Warren, yeah.
I would like to see more, but I think it'll be there. I just think the answer is Ben Johnson's trying to figure everybody out.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this, having covered the Bears for many, many years, and lately it's been very difficult, this was one of the best wins in recent memory for the Chicago Bears. And I do agree with the caller, gentlemen, that, you know, I was sitting in the back room watching this game, and I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. I have seen this movie so many times before. It's going to be a nightmare. And, you know, somehow, some way, Washington imploded. Bears took advantage, and Moody did the job. And hey, I got to give Moody a lot of credit. I mean, he had the kick blocked. And mentally, I'm sure, Patrick, and you've dealt with one of the best, if not the best, in Robbie Gould. I mean, you have to have short-term memory, right?
You do. You just have to have ultimate belief. And he knows he missed that one. He missed it low. He kicked it low. It looked like his plant foot might have slid just a little bit on that wet turf. Not an excuse. You've got to take care of that as a kicker. But credit to him to come back and nail that thing. I mean, he nailed it. It wasn't an easy kick in the situation he was in. With the weather, with the field conditions. But, yes, Chuck, you have to have a short memory, and you just have to have that ultimate belief. And hopefully this young man has figured it out. I think he's doing some stuff, changing up his technique. And he was struggling. That's why he was struggling in San Francisco. And maybe he's figured it out. They've got I'm not going to say Cairo's, you know, something's going on there with Cairo's injury, but it's good we have Jake Moody that can come in and do what he did and make that game-winning kick.
Yep, yeah, you're listening to the voices of Patrick Manley and Olin Krutz, two outstanding players during their days here in Chicago with the Bears. We're going to take a call from the D.C. area. Jake was at the game, and you're on 670 The Score here in Chicago. Jake, welcome.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I was at the game last year when they absolutely ripped our hearts out. And let me tell you, Ben Johnson, he walked in there and he did us right. I'm excited about this team. You're right. That schedule coming up, that's easy. They're going to annihilate
Well, I wouldn't say it's easy. No game is easy.
I like where your head's at, man. This is a lot better than it used to be.
Yes, I do.
You, the other teams would look at the Bears, the Bears, they're easy. Now we flip the script.
Well, we listen, man, what he's talking about with Ben Johnson, Pat, going in there and just a competent head coach. You know, we saw some of that wasn't so competent last year. The Hail Mary, the giving up the extra yardage, and then the Lions game. So just going to the game. And look, I know Jaden Daniels fumbles that ball, but the Bears defense is putting pressure on them all day, Pat. And like you know, when it's wet, if you just speed up someone's clock a little bit, get them to rush a little bit, get them to think about, okay, what decision should I make here? So I do want to give some I don't want to just say he just dropped the ball there. And I know it's raining and it's missed there, and there's a lot of things going on with the weather and that play. But the Bears defense was attacking the Commanders offense. And you had to play fast and perfect the way the Bears defense was playing today. So like the caller said, I do give the Chicago Bears and Ben Johnson and that coaching staff credit for taking advantage of the bye week, getting after this quarterback, and making him make mistakes, Pat, because you said it 2 weeks ago, these takeaways come in bunches, and they sure have.
Yeah, I'm surprised they still are, but here I'm watching some of the highlights here as we're talking. What I like about Ben Johnson that we haven't seen here in a while is guys are schemed open. You know what I mean? Like Zacchaeus, the one he drops, schemed wide open. I mean, that's a big hitter if he keeps it. DeAndre Swift's touchdown, the 55-yarder.
Yep.
He's wide open. I mean, it looked like kind of a pick route, but hey, man, we've seen it done against us a lot, and that's Ben Johnson doing his job, and I love seeing it, and he's making his $13 million by what he's doing offensively, just because we're seeing a lot different. We're just seeing a different offense than we've seen in the past few years.
And it's a different wrinkle every game. So when we come back, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to give you four game balls apiece. So when we come back, I'm going to ask you, Olin, and you, Patrick, you've got four game balls. Who are you going to give it to in the Bears locker room? All right? Think about that for a moment. We're going to take a break. This is Chuck Swirsky right here on 670 The Score. We are live here in Chicago as the Bears victorious 25-24 on a 38-yard field goal as time expired by Jake Moody, his third field goal on the night. We'll take a break. We'll have more calls featuring you on the phone lines right here on 670 The Score.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 3 seconds left. Out goes a ball that's been sitting there on the damp grass. In comes a kicking ball, and here is Jake Moody. Snap a bit high. Kick is good, and the Bears win. Jake Moody, a hero tonight. The Bears will move to 3-2. The Commanders fall to 3-3. And Moody, in his first night on the active roster for the Bears, kicks four field goals in a one-point win.
We're back with more of the Scores post-game show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Aturo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Aturo.com on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
And welcome back. Chuck Swirsky with you right here on 670 The Score, featuring Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley, and the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. And Who's Hot, Who's Cold, sponsored by Plumbers 911, Plumbing Emergency, Call the Pros, available 24-7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Olin, let's start with you. You got four game balls. Who are you giving it to?
Four game balls. I'm going to start with Theo Benedict. I thought that, Pat, he does interesting to me how a guy can show you that if you'll just fight your butt off every play, right? You'll just fight your butt off every play where that'll get you in the NFL. And I thought he did that tonight. Obviously, he was going against former Bear Jacob Martin the whole night. So his talent, the talent level he'll go against will step up. But great job by him tonight battling his first start at left tackle. Number two, Darnell Wright, with that elbow injury going through it, leading his team. Andrew Billings, I thought, Pat, that nose guard. I really liked the way he played. And then welcome back TJ Edwards. I thought him organizing that defense, getting everyone lined up at the mic position. We wonder where he played tonight. He played smack dab in the middle of that defense. Led that defense charge to three takeaways and stopping the run.
Okay, Patrick, you got four game balls.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to put Tony Medlin, our equipment manager, is going to have to paint up a lot of these game balls. So I've got four game positions, maybe we put it at. So I'm going to start it with the entire O-line. I just, you know, Olin, we went into the pregame talking about, well, are they going to be able to run the ball? Are they going to be able to stop the run? Well, the offensive line, they did a great job today. So I got to give it to all five of those guys is what I want to do. So Tony Medlin's got to get five of them painted up. They get to put up in their office. And I want to give to the D-line as well, because we didn't think they'd be able to stop the run and play the game they did. They had, I believe, two sacks as well. So I give all those guys a game ball just because I didn't think they would be able to play the game they did. DeAndre Swift, I think, deserves one. I think he had a great game, looked more authoritative running the ball, ran downhill, looks like he pressed the hole properly, and also did well in the passing game with the 55-yard touchdown catch. And then finally, I got to go special teams. I got to give Jake Moody one just for making the game winner in those conditions, bouncing back after getting one blocked, coming in, making four of five. And I those conditions, when you see the TV and the wind blowing and the rain coming down and the field looking the way it did, a lot of credit to him for making that happen.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phone lines right here at 1-312-644-6767. Let's go to Dave in South Florida. Dave, you're on 670 The Score.
Hey, guys. Great show, as always. Mr. Krutz and Mr. Manley, thank you for the years of myself being a Bears fan and watching the game. My question to you guys is this. On those offensive offsides calls, was Benedict really offside on that play? Because according to Aikman and Buck, he was not in the line of sight of being offside, and those two calls were very crucial at the time of the game. Olin, I don't know if you can see that, or did you agree with the call or not agree with the call, because I feel like a lot of the calls were going against us and they were very ticky-tack.
Pat, I didn't agree with the call. We answered this earlier about I thought his helmet was breaking the plane of the center's butt, and I think Aikman actually drew the yellow line, and the referee, his name escapes me right now, but the referee they have on the broadcast disagreed with the Krutz call.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just and like I said earlier, in those situations, if it's close, please don't call it. The ref should not overtake the game. It should be a player's game, not a ref's game. It's those situations. I'm just a believer that if I was a ref, I'm not. I don't want to throw the flag. I want the players to play.
Okay, let's go to Joel in Milwaukee on 670 The Score. Following the Bears' 25-24 victory on a Moody 38-yarder, his fourth field goal on the night, and the game winner's time expired as the Bears have now won three in a row. And let's go to Milwaukee. What's going on? How you doing, Joel?
I would be better if I wasn't in Milwaukee because this place is ass. But great attempts by Moody and Olin. Shout out to you. Bear down.
Okay.
Okay, Joe, I appreciate it, man. That's simple. But, Pat, like, I mean, it is – that guy Moody, that's a great story. It's a great story all around today. And I think we talked about last week – or the last time the Bears took the field against the Raiders, how gutsy of a performance that was to find a win there in Las Vegas by 1 point. Tonight, you could almost say the same thing, right? You could almost say the same that this team is starting to build a personality around their, you know, their mathematician, intense head coach who really toned down his halftime press conference this week.
Kevin Byard was on a podcast this week, and he talked about the win 2 weeks ago, about being a culture-changing win. And we talked about it, too, that when you win games like that, that you're not supposed to win, and you start to get this belief, things change in the fourth quarter on the sideline. Things change in the fourth quarter in the huddle. I mean, just your belief, your coaches start to believe, your players start to believe, and that's kind of what happened again today. They're just adding to that belief. Obviously, it helps with Jaden Daniels dropping the snap, but that's when good things happen. So it is another big win. You don't call it a signature win yet because they're not good enough, and these aren't I do believe the belief is starting to happen, and it is real. It is, to me at least. It was on the sideline watching you guys play, Olin.
Yeah, and you know what, Olin, for the point being this. Yes, it was a mishandle on the snap. I get all that stuff. But the Bears took advantage of it. It's one thing to cough it up. It's another thing then you have to capitalize.
No, it's a great point, Chuck. I mean, and we know, right? We know from watching the football all these years that plus 11 in three games is pretty outrageous, right, to watch these takeaways. But Brisker's got to make that play, right? Montez has got to punch out that ball on the run. And like we're saying, you got to put pressure on that quarterback where he's a little bit moving a little too fast because he doesn't know what decision to make on that zone read there, Pat. But we understand what we're seeing here. But this is – the credit is due to this team for finding three wins and going on the road where they lost to a Hail Mary last year and then having them, Pat, have them make the critical mistake.
All right, well, we're going to take a break again. The Bears victorious. Caleb Williams returns home in a homecoming, much better than a year ago. And at times it was sloppy for the Bears. At times, blown coverage, whatever the case may be. But they found a way to win it. And the Bears have won now three in a row. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, 670 The Score. Bears win.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.